Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal, and yet I can't look away.
Y94.
That is Florida Georgia Line, the Nelly remix of Cruise here on the Playhouse. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero Rat, Maggie, good morning, and welcome to the Playhouse. 8:11 in the morning and 53 degrees outside in the Red River Valley. So yesterday, Todd and I had a really interesting conversation in which I basically told him, I tell you, man, I would just have to leave town. I would be so confused as to what to do. Can you please be on the show tomorrow? And we got a little something scheduled. So get ready for this one. Todd, I know that there's some roller coasters emotionally kind of up and down throughout the story, but if you could just kind of run down what happened, that would be awesome.
My grandfather on my mom's side passed away a few months ago, and my mom, you know, has been handling it well. And, you know, ever since, we had him cremated, and we've just been procrastinating on spreading the ashes and all that stuff. She gave me the urn in the meantime to hold on to. And over the summer, my wife and I had moved, and I don't know where I put the urn. I can't find it.
So you lost your grandfather? Did it get lost during the move?
I think so. I don't know what happened to it. We used a moving company, and I thought I had put the urn in the back seat of my truck, but it definitely isn't there, and we've searched absolutely through everything, and I can't find it. I just can't find it. I even went and through the moving company truck that we used. After I realized, you know, it was gone, I went and looked through there, and I don't know where it is. But now, recently, my mom is now wanting to, you know, spread the ashes, and she wants to gather the family next weekend and have us all do it together. My mom's having a hard time dealing with it already. Like, she's already going through so much, and I don't know how to tell her that I lost the urn, my grandfather's ashes. So I don't know if I need to be honest with her or if, you know, the listeners or you guys could suggest something. I don't know what to do.
Well, it's tricky because you already said, obviously, she's having a tough time with this, but she's having a particularly tough time to the point where she just wasn't ready to spread the ashes. So to lay on this extra facet of, hey, by the way, I lost the urn, I got to imagine that might be more than she could handle.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And, you know, my wife, her heart's in the right place, but I couldn't believe when she said to my wife, thinks if we get a similar urn from where he was cremated, we could fill it with ashes from like a bonfire or something like that. I'd feel terrible, but it might actually be better than telling my mom that I lost her father's ashes. So I don't know what other people would do.
Oh, boy. You know what? We can kind of lob it out there and see what people have to say for you, man. And I'm so sorry about the loss of your grandfather. That is just, I can't even imagine that situation. That's just horrible.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well, the part that got me yesterday afternoon while I was talking to Todd and he was talking about whether or not he should be on the show was the part where his wife has the idea of filling up a similar urn with like bonfire ashes. And that's where I was just like, I really don't know.
Gosh.
I don't know what I would do. I honestly, if in that situation, gun to my head, I could not tell you how I would handle it. I might have to just run out of town. Your thoughts for Todd at 237 hits. Or you could text 35270.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal. And yet I can't look away.
Y94.
What about love?
Austin Mahone, What About Love? Playhouse happens here on Y94, the number one hit music station, every single weekday morning. So we're just chatting with Todd, who is in just a, I mean, it's an emotional and crappy situation. It's just a bad situation. His grandfather passed away a few months ago, and mom took it really, really hard. It was her dad, and wasn't ready to, you know, even see the urn or anything. So after the cremation, the urn stayed with Todd and his wife. Well, they're just kind of holding on to it and waiting for mom to be ready to spread the ashes. Well, time passes. It's over the summer. Housing market's hot. They jump on the train. They move. And I think somewhere in the process of that, though they don't know for sure, that might be where the urn got misplaced. Well, now mom has had her grieving time and is ready to spread the ashes. They can't find the urn. So Todd, his question for you is, Does he stall mom? Does he be honest with mom? Or does he go with his wife's idea, which was to go to the place where the cremation happened, get a similar urn, and fill it with something? And her idea was bonfire ashes, which she thought would work. So my question for you is, do you have thoughts for Todd? Me personally, this makes me so uncomfortable, and it's not even me. Mm-hmm. I would have to change my name, go into witness protection. I would feel too. I could not tell my mom. I would die before I would tell her that. What would you do? 237 hits. You can text 35270. What are you seeing for text there, Rat?
It's all over the board. Secrets never stay secret. It's better to be honest. Somebody else says ashes are ashes. It's more about the symbolic gesture. Follow what your wife says. Does your grandfather smell like bonfire normally? Probably not. So just be honest with your family. It'll suck. But what happens if later they find out?
Your thoughts. Hello.
Oh, first off, I feel so bad for them. What I would do is what the wife suggested. You know it's kind of strange, but I would just put some kind of ashes in there and just kind of let it be like that. Otherwise, it's going to upset the mom way too much, I think.
So why wouldn't you go the honesty route?
Well, I think it's just too hurtful. She'd be mad, and what the heck did you do? And I don't know. I think just to kind of make things right, I think I would just do it that. And then later, if he did find them, he can go and spread them himself somewhere.
So you think just emotionally, the easiest thing to do would just be don't tell mom, figure
it
out.
It wasn't like he did it on purpose or anything. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, you know what? There is no wrong here.
No,
I mean,
there's
it's
not.
A crappy situation, and he's just looking for some thoughts. Hey, man.
I actually have a question for Todd. Did he, like, trade in his vehicle or something recently? Because I worked at an auto dealership, and we found an urn in the center console of a pickup.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Can I want to throw you on hold for a second, and I will have you give Maggie your phone number. Do you guys still have it?
I don't work there anymore. I quit about a month ago, but they must have found it probably 4 or 5 months ago.
If we can just get the name of that place off air from you, we can call and do some investigating because, I don't know, and we just threw him off the air here, but we will call him in just a couple of minutes and see if that's the case.
I don't know. It's like a big company, so.
Well, I would hope that's the thing they would hang on to.
Yeah. I don't know. They put it in a drawer. It's a small one, so I don't know if he's missing a big one or...
Right. You know what? I'm going to throw you off air for a second. We're going to get some details from you because I don't know. We will ask Todd. And if that's the case, this might have been a really quickly solved mystery, and that would be great. Also, creepiest lost and found box I've ever heard of. What should we do with this? Let's put it in a drawer. Oh, God. How about, Rat, a final run of the text club, but I'm really anxious to call Todd and see if that was the case.
Somebody kind of agreeing, saying, get a similar urn, fill it with ashes of some sort. It's not worth devastating his mother, but it will weigh on him the rest of his life. On the other side, if I were that guy, I would tell my mom the truth and take my medicine like a man and pay for the consequences. Also, I would do what the wife said and... What if they get a replacement and it turns out that his mom actually has it?
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's where I'm, because like all the what ifs come out. You know, like if you don't get the same urn and she notices, or what if she does have it, you know?
You know what? I appreciate all the comments and I don't want to necessarily feel like we're rushing out of something, mm-hmm. but I'm eager to get into a break because I want to talk to Todd because the car dealership or auto body place or whatever it was, I think that's a good lead. And now I need to know, did he recently trade in a car? So take a break. We'll do Zed and Fox's Clarity in a couple of minutes. And well, obviously, we'll tell you about our conversation with Todd here in a minute.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I think they're funnier. I think they're quirkier. And they're snarkier.
Yeah.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.